Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Real Answers with Christopher Anderson. Airs Wednesdays during the noon report. We tackle the tough topics facing today's families with licensed mental health counselor Christopher Anderson. And this week, we're brushing up on the basics. And Chris, give us a little background on exactly what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, Brandon, there's, you know, a lot of basics I think any of us could brush up on, especially right now during the COVID era. But it's interesting. I think that we've all had some time to just really consider what's important to us. And we've sort of been forced to cut out some things out of our lives, even only if temporarily. You know, and honestly, when I was having some quiet time the other day, God really used it to remind me that His truth and His word is unwavering, regardless of the circumstances in which we find ourselves.
Well, you had mentioned reviewing some of the basic tenets of the faith.
Yeah, I think two that I really want to focus on right now, too, are two words. We've all heard them, and we tend to use them frequently when we're talking things of faith and talking about biblical concepts, and those words are grace and mercy. And having a solid understanding of the significance and meaning of these two terms will not only benefit us in our own relationship with God, but will also allow us to build and strengthen meaningful relationships with other people. And also these terms help us with our mental health. And I'll tell you, oftentimes, anxiety and worry with regards to our faith, which we know there's plenty of scriptures where it says, do not worry. So regards to our faith and not understanding these terms, especially the term grace. So mercy and grace go hand in hand. Mercy means not receiving what we deserve. So God's merciful towards us, meaning He doesn't give us what we deserve based on our sinful actions. And grace is receiving what we do not deserve. So the goodness, the blessings, salvation, those things are what we do not deserve, but yet we're given them freely through faith in Christ. So I know that in my own life, when I lose sight of these terms, it's easy for me to fall into legalistic patterns, meaning I start to pin God's acceptance of me and His provision for me on how good of a Christian I'm being. And what I mean by that is this. How many chapters of Scripture did I read this week? Or how active in my church am I? Or am I doing enough activities? And on it goes. So I need to know, and I got to get back to the true meaning of these terms to help keep me centered and balanced in God's Word.
And it's not that these activities are bad in and of themselves.
Absolutely not. That is correct. So the problem is when they generate guilt and worry because we don't feel like we're doing enough for God, it's a sure indication that we've lost sight of at least the term grace. And now I'm trying to earn a warm, fuzzy feeling inside of me that somehow confirms God's approval and the approval of others. So this is where the problem comes in. It can impact our mental health because, quite honestly, then we go through all of these emotions and try to make ourselves feel better, basically, instead of just relying on God's grace. So life has enough stressors. And of course, the absolute last thing we need to do, especially right now, is to lose sight of the very nature of God that truly brings peace and rest in Him.
Well, I know that in previous conversations with you, the book of Psalms is one of your favorite books as well.
Absolutely, Brandon. And the Psalms are an amazing collection of prayers written by King David and others. And when you just park it on that book for a while, for an extended period of time, and you understand what you're reading, in other words, really get into it, you'll see the emotion and the passion behind the author's writing of those prayers. And it's amazing how they'll really start to resonate with you. So you'll see that the writers were people with the exact same emotions as we all experience, oftentimes in circumstances that are far worse than what we're going through. So when we take some time to understand the structure of the Psalms, how they're written, and see that they express praise and thanksgiving in the very exact same prayers that they are also presenting a request to God. So we see that structure. And then I'll tell you what, I'd encourage folks to try to actually write your own prayers out in this same structure. Write your own psalms, basically. It's a very calming and effective way of helping you to organize and collect your thoughts, focus on them, and then therefore turn them into requests that you present to God.
Yeah, I really like that suggestion, Chris. Any final thoughts?
One last basic that I really want people to remember is that I really hope that people also renew their commitment to each other. Even in this weird COVID era that we're still trying to get through, where we're social distancing, et cetera, take the time to pick up the phone, make some phone calls to folks that we know might need a little extra support, And when you're experiencing difficulty yourself, don't let the enemy whisper in your ear that you'll be bothering other people by asking for help or just taking a little time for conversation or connection. Because quite honestly, if you're feeling bad about that or feeling guilty about that, that's a lie. You're not inconveniencing people. So if you want others to call you and talk to you, but you're not willing to ask it for yourself, that's pride. And we know that that's not from God. So connecting right now is as important as ever, even if it's not quite as convenient or as easy due to COVID. But I'll tell you what, it is critical that we stay connected for our spiritual and our mental health.
You've been listening to another edition of Real Answers with Christopher Anderson. It airs Wednesdays during the noon report. We tackle the tough topics facing today's families with Christian counselor Christopher Anderson.